May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the devotional that I wrote for the As and Roars website this morning, if you look forward to Easter, it's like the conclusion is Easter. Especially if you're a liturgical people and you follow Lent, and the conclusion of Lent is Easter. Well, really, Easter has nothing to do with conclusions. It has everything to do with beginnings. And so the reality is that Lent ends at a beginning. Jesus said in Revelation 21:5, I am continually making all things new. And the reality about Easter is not just all the great historical stuff, but it changes everything, and that's true, and it's new every single day. It changes who I am. It changes how I behave. It changes what I do. It changes how I see things. It changes everything. I'm empowered with a supernatural power. So I approach life. I deal with life. I face life. I make choices about life because of Easter, and that's a new discovery every single day. Easter is always about beginnings, and it's the beginnings that's like every day. You're just discovering more and more and more. So one of my favorite scriptures in the Easter season, and for us, Easter isn't just a day, a celebration either. It begins a party, and that party lasts for 50 days. At the end of the 50 days, there's Pentecost. So Easter isn't a day. That's uniquely Western Protestant thing. For 2,000 years, the church believed it's worthy of a whole season, because it's actually Easter every day, all year, all the time, if you're a Christian. But we have a season that lasts for 50 days. And so in this Easter season, one of my favorite things to talk about is from 1 Peter, and about the hope that Easter brings. So if you're a CTKer, you've heard this gazillion times, just let God speak to you again. This is from 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, it says in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. There's a place in Romans that says that he's a God of hope. And so God lives, even if his heart's grieved over human behavior or whatever, because he's God and he's in control, and he does have control, and the enemy isn't the one who's Lord of lords and King of kings. God lives with a constant sense of hope. And when we, as fallen people, are born again, elevated out of our lost condition, trying to just make life work in a fallen world out of our own fallenness, when we're elevated out of there, we become people of hope too, because we are empowered with his very life and the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. And so he says we're born again too. It's like your new birth plunges you into a new reality, and it's a reality of a living hope. Now, I've always seen that, and it's always been cool, and I think this is partly true, that it's not like just a dying hope. It's not just hope when you die. But that every day, I have hope because of the resurrection of Christ. But I think there's another side of it, and it really kind of like twins, but the hope itself is living. It's like the language there is that it's a hope that's forever alive, like living water. From out of your innermost being will just flow like living water, an artesian well that never stops flowing. Well, because of the resurrection of Christ, there's a hope inside of you, and it's just alive. And it never stops being alive. We have to ignore it. We have to oppress it. We have to suppress it. But it's there forever trying to get our attention. That makes sense to me because the scripture says the just shall live by faith. And Hebrew 11 says faith is the substance of things hoped for. There has to be hope for there to be faith. Hope is like a general attitude towards everything. Faith is the appropriation in the anything that I'm confronted with. You with me? Faith is a general anticipation, confident expectation because of his resurrection. But when I get to the little things that are actually there, then it jumps into faith. The things I've been hoping for, I've had confident expectation, I start declaring now. I start celebrating. I start saying it is. And this living hope is based on the resurrection of Christ. That if Jesus Christ could conquer the worst this world has to offer, the great enemy death, which had never lost a battle before, ever. And if Jesus overcame death, then, and this Jesus who took me with him to the cross, the person I used to be was buried with him. When he came up out of the grave Easter morning, a totally new creation came up with him. And the moment I became born again, it was held in deposit for me. The moment I became a Christian, I became a reality. And I share his resurrection life, death conquering, death beating life. And so is there anything that's less than death? And everything in this world is less than death. Is there anything I'll face in this world that the one who conquered death, who's now one with me, isn't big enough for? Is there anything? Whether it's grieving or job or relationship or financial or internal warfare and temptation, is there anything that this risen Christ, who's now living inside of me, who's with me, and even better than that, who's in me, is there anything I'll face that I don't even know about yet that he's not going to be able to handle? He may not give me insight into how he's going to handle. That's none of my business. And if there's not anything I'm going to face today or tomorrow or the next day that he's not already proven that he can handle, then I can live in hope all the time. I can live with a confident expectation. The scripture talks about rejoicing in hope. That's why it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, and he says, for the Lord is what? Near. The death-conquering Lord is not only near, he's with me and in me. Therefore, I can rejoice in the Lord always. There's nothing you are facing, and there's nothing that you will face, even if it's death itself, that you need to live in fear about. Because there's this living hope that's in you. It's just alive. And you're going to have to just ignore it. Because it's telling you, it's saying to you, he's enough. He's enough. Rejoice in the Lord most of the time. When I had it figured out, when I got it under control, no. Rejoice, Lord, always. Rejoice, Lord, always. And so I'm telling you, if you're in a situation and you're fighting to go and walk in faith, but you're ignoring hope, the confident expectation of this risen Christ who lives in you, if you've been ignoring that, it's hard to jump from unbelief to faith. You need to let hope stay alive. Just walk in hope. We're all faced with uncertainties, aren't we? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We think we do. We make plans. But he's the Lord. He orders our steps. But I can tell you this. You can go ahead and have hope about it, whatever it might be. Because he's risen from the dead. That's why Easter makes such a difference and how we face life. Again, Easter is not the end of a season. It's the beginning of a new creation, of a whole new world, a whole new life, a whole new perspective about everything. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.